This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الكريم وعلى آله وسبي أجمعين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن الكريم كل نفس دائقة الموت. Every soul will taste death. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He also taught us many things about this life. One of the things I'd like to mention and remind myself about, and all of us, is that this life is too short. And we should appreciate every second of it. Because we don't know which second is going to be the last. You cannot live 1 second longer than what's written for you. Nor will you die 1 second early. I'm mentioning this because, of course, we're coming from a funeral today. But a brother told me something on the phone today, too, a convert to Islam. He said, what you're talking about, only a convert can really feel and understand. Because when a person dies, that's the end of their life here. What we feel when a person dies is not death. What we feel is abandonment. Somebody left us. You know, maybe they owed us money and we want the money. Or maybe there's somebody we would like to spend time with and we know we can't do that anymore. Maybe it's somebody we shared secrets with. Maybe it's somebody who we really cared so much about in this life and we had plans for. Usually, parents pass away before the children. But sometimes it doesn't work like that. And if anybody has had a child die, you know this is something very different. And you feel like it's not supposed to be that way. We had plans. That little guy was going to be a basketball player. Maybe he was going to be a soccer player. Maybe he wanted to be a doctor. Maybe. We had all these plans. How could it happen? So that's one thing. Then another thing, when somebody is not even a Muslim to start with, then what? Because you will say to yourself, I should have done this, I should have done that. Somebody you knew or you cared about, maybe somebody in your family is not Muslim. Which is one thing. It bothers you. But when they pass away, it's too late. So whenever it's somebody that you care about, somebody in your family, they didn't accept Islam, then you feel really, really double sad. A loss here and a bigger loss in the hereafter. For us, you and I, we understand what our purpose is here. The vast majority of the people on this earth do not. Even some of the Muslims, by name, they don't really understand. They don't get it. I'm coming to you today from just being over in Kuwait, in Jordan. A few weeks before that, we were over in the Emirates, UAE. I was also with John Fontaine from the UK, and he's bringing us some updates on that. He also has given us some updates on what's going on in Sweden, Norway. I want to share two things with you and let you think about this. The first is that when I visited Sweden the first time, in Denmark, in those countries, I was shocked because this was a Muslim giving me the tour, and as he was going along, he would tell us about the social benefits of living there. They have everything from the time you're born to the time you die. They're trying to take care of all your needs. They've got everything from basic education and health care. They've got the system in place for people that have any kind of particular liabilities or what they call handicap, things like this. Education, advanced education, higher education, they've got all of that. And then when you get old, they've got that all taken care of, place for you to go. Food, everything you need. Even when you die, they pitch in whatever's needed to make sure you get a decent burial. Basically saying they take care of you from the cradle to the grave. Okay. That's the point he was trying to make, is all of the benefits that the government has in place there. Then he said something that hit me strange. We were standing on a bridge. I don't know if you've been to Stockholm or not, but Stockholm is a city of islands, so there's a lot of bridges. He said, we were the first, I want to give you the last. He said, we were the last country to allow the Christians in and the first to kick them out. As though he thinks that I'm going to be impressed by that. I didn't like it at all. Because I don't see Christianity as being a big enemy to Islam. According to the Prophet ﷺ, these are the closest people to us. Then he went on to say that we are number one in the world for atheism. Yeah, number one in the world for atheism. Nobody got more atheists than we do percentage-wise. I was like, why would we brag about this deal? He said, well, this is in the Chamber of Commerce kind of stuff. They want to tell people about this. I'll tell you about it. But atheists on the rise. Also, that gets rid of Christians. And again, I'm like, this is not our goal. We're Muslims. We're not. Our goal is not to get rid of Christians. Our goal is to deliver a message. Salman al-Farsi was a Christian. Right? Good Christian. So anyway, the next thing, he said to him, we're number one in the world for suicide. I said, okay, now for that's it, you know. Hold on. Guys, you really need to get cable. You know what I'm saying? You got to have something to do here. I know winter's pretty rough there. You know, they get snowed in. They got nothing to do, but still. When he said that, he pointed to the bridge that we're standing on. He said, you know what this bridge is famous for? I said, I have no idea. He said, this bridge is famous for people jumping off and killing themselves. Whoa. So I walk over to the edge of the bridge and I look down trying to see what, you know, how far it is down. I said, there's no water down there. That's a highway. He said, yeah, that's why it was popular. If the fall doesn't kill you, a truck will. On the way to Örebro, we went to Göteborg, Örebro, several of the places around there. I heard the same thing again. Number one for atheists, number one for suicide. And there was a big mountain, looked kind of like a toasted marshmallow. It was brown and shaped like a big old marshmallow. Giant old mountain out there. He said, you know what that mountain is famous for? I thought maybe something in National Geographic, something, because it looked weird. I said, tell me. He said, people jumping off and killing themselves. When I visited Denmark, I heard the same kind of stuff. Number one for atheists, number one for suicide. Norway, Same thing again. I visited Finland. And I'd kind of forgotten, but I pushed it out of my mind. I was over there. Again, somebody told me, you know what? We're number one in the world for suicide and atheism. I said, it seemed to me that there's some kind of an off-balance deal here. Then you think about this. If somebody really is an atheist, someone with no theism about them, no belief in anything, then I guess that would mean that the laws that we're all familiar with as far as commandments from Allah don't matter. If you don't believe in authority, then what difference does the law make? If you're out in the middle of nowhere and there's a stop sign, and you feel like, well, there's nothing on me. If I go through it, I don't care. I'll just go through it. Why should I stop? There's no cars coming. Nobody's going to see me. So I'm going to keep going. If this is the mentality, if everybody had that kind of mentality, this would be chaos. I told you we had two things. I give you that. Now I want to look at what Islam is telling us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in Surah Al-Dariyat, أَوْلُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah said He did not create jinn and human beings, إِلَّا, except for ibadah. All of us were created. Every human created was created to worship something. Worship what? Well, whatever they want to. Because Allah does not force them to worship Him. There would be no benefit in having a creation out here and then having human beings worship Him. Because why? He has angels who do that. Angels do that right now. I don't know if you can read this from where you're sitting, but this gives the whole meaning of it right here. This gives the meaning. If you want to give the meaning, this is not the exact translation, but it's the meaning of what we're talking about. La ilaha illallah is exactly the phrase, but let's put it down where the folks here in Texas can understand it. Worship the Creator, not what He created. It's pretty simple. Let me tell you what happened today at the funeral. One of my wife's relatives came up to me and he said, we're watching you. He said, I just saw you on TV yesterday in Bridgeport. Now, Bridgeport happens to be way out of the area for our antenna. Our antenna is not supposed to go past Fort Worth. So please don't call them up and tell them because they'll charge me more money. But it was reaching out there to Bridgeport. And I pulled this out, I keep these in my pocket, by the way, like that for dawah. Handy little deal. Because you're saying to them, ibadah for al-Khaliq, not for the makhluk. The worship is for the Creator, not what He created. It says it right there. Then the website. And if they go to the website, they're going to see free television. They can watch Guidance TV, channel 26.1 right here. How many of you have seen it on 26.1? That's not enough. Most of you don't know it's there. Why should I pay for this thing if you're going to watch it? It's free, guys. You got cable, you pay. How many pay for cable? How many paying for cable? Huh? How many paying for satellite? Yeah? How many don't even have a TV? I want to go to your house. How many don't have a smartphone? It's in the shop, right? Okay, how many of you got your smartphone with you right now? I'm going to show you something free you can have fun with. Pull it out real quick. Because I don't want to take any time away from this, but I'll give you this. All right. You know, everybody's always taking pictures of me. I want to get even with y'all for that. Here we go. Okay, everybody say, Salaam Alaikum. MashaAllah, this is Irving, Texas, right? Yeehaw! You're on Snapchat. There you go. See? All right, now I'm going to tell you what we'll do. Go to the App Store or Play Store on your phone real quick. And then type in, guide us, like it's one word, just like that right there. There you go. Guide us, but make it one word. Type that in. Then put a dash after it or underscore. I don't think you need to. It should pop up and say TV. Is that what it does? Okay, download it. It's free. Install it. Now you got Guidance TV right there. And it's live 24 hours a day. No commercials, no advertising. All the programs are either from Peace TV or Huda TV or our own generated programs and then a lot of live programs that we do. Ordinarily, this would be a live program, but I'm here for a different reason. It was just come up yesterday that I had to get over here real quick. So that's why this was not advertised. Don't blame anybody for not telling me it was here. Nobody knew it this morning. I don't think you didn't know. I didn't know. We didn't know what we were doing. So we're here. Oh, and by the way, if you do this one thing and tell everybody tomorrow, we'll be here for Juma second khutbah. Second khutbah, Juma, we'll be here for that too. I want you to come out and be with me. You're in the parking's a lot easier then, right? Alhamdulillah. It's crowded, but it's not as bad as coming up for the first one. It's a little bit easier. Alhamdulillah. Okay, everybody got it? How many of you are watching it right now? All right, then you got it. Install it, and then let's see what we got. My phone's talking to me. There we go. That's the nice thing about these phones. For people that are lonely, you can talk to your phone, right? If you know the iPhone, Siri, are you married? She's got some weird answers for that. This is what we got going on right now. The last 15 minutes. Last 15 minutes of every hour, we put the Quran on there with translation. Then it'll give you the translation.
But recite to them with truth the tale of the two sons of Adam, how they each offered a sacrifice, and it was accepted from the one of them.
Now, I'm going to ask you a question. Do you realize, first of all, do you realize we're broadcasting this on satellite? This is all over the United States and Canada on satellite. Also, this is broadcasting around the world on the app. It's broadcasting around the world on the internet. And we added the antennas, like the one that's sitting in Midlothian right there, broadcasting over here right now, 26.1. If you go out to Los Angeles, you can find us on channel 35.2. If you're in New York or New Jersey, you can watch it on the antenna there. These are all free. You can watch it right there on channel 42.4. And then if you're in Columbus, Ohio, it's channel 32.5. Imagine where we're putting it and what we're doing with it. How would you like to have the reward for putting the Quran in that many houses? Six hours a day. 15 minutes times 24 comes out to 6 hours a day. 6 hours a day. You're sticking it right in. It's not a commercial. I consider it to be a promotion for Islam, for Allah, every hour. Because they want to see the next show. What are they going to say next? What are you going to do next? And it's working. How many times I have people come up to me that are not Muslim and start opening a conversation. Today, when I showed this to the one who said he's watching me, said he saw me yesterday, I pulled it out to give it to him and asked him, just read this right here. Worship the Creator, not the creation. This is a big guy, you know, the kind that drives a big pickup truck, got the big handle, you know? He started crying like a baby because it hit him. And I've seen this so many times, especially when I worked in the prisons. Somebody, you think this is a guy kill you with his bare hands for fun. And yet when they see Islam, they just break down and everything changes, totally changed. I watched a lady one time. We gave shahada to a lady in the hallway outside of a mass ICNA convention. And right after she made shahada, I saw this other lady stand there. She's just crying and crying, and she went hurrying off. So I chased her down the hallway. I said, excuse me. I said, I saw you back there with us. I couldn't help but notice you was crying. She said, oh, it's so beautiful. You know. I said, well, do you believe in God? Oh, she said, oh, I couldn't handle that right now. I said, you believe in God? She said, yes, of course. Is he one? Yes. You want to do what he wants you to do? Oh, I don't know what he wants. I said, no. If you knew, would you do it? She said, yeah. Okay, let me just share with you. We believe there's only one God. He has no partners. And that you can have a direct relationship with him. No problem. Nobody in between. You don't have to worry about that. And if you want to do what he wants you to do, we've got a whole list of things that we know we're supposed to do. Long list. She accepted it and made shahada right there. Now that video has been circulated. That was a few years ago. But recently that video got circulated and went over 2 million hits. Because somebody put it out there and said it was George Bush's daughter. And I had to go, no, that's not funny though, because that's a lie. And I had to get on there and on Facebook and tell everybody, this is the video and that's not George Bush's daughter. And that one got another, I don't know, 500,000 hits. just look at that. But this now is when I come to the part where the problem is. Brothers, sisters, the real problem is us. The real problem is us. We are doing more to stop people from coming to Islam than we are helping them to get to Islam. Don't think that that's just general and that you're excused from that. That's not true. If you said, well, I'm coming to the masjid all the time. I'm living in the masjid practically. I'm reading Quran. I'm doing salah. I just ask you one question. How many people did you give shahada to today? How many? How many people did you talk to and tell them and show them something to help them get closer to Islam? Did you at least do one today? And one yesterday? At least. Many Muslims have never even helped somebody get to Islam. That means you'll be asked on the Yom Kippur. The first thing, and I've seen it again and again, the first thing that concerns a brand new Muslim, they start thinking about their beloved ones, and they start thinking, how can I tell them the message? My mother, my father, my aunt, my uncle, my cousin, my brother, my sister, my children, whoever it is that's closest to them, that's the first thing they think of. And I know it because I thought of it, and I said, my father. Right after I made shahada, the first thing came in my mind, my father. I need my father to become a Muslim. Because I don't want to go to Jannah and my father's not there. Because that's the closest person to me. Second after that, my mother. And I didn't know how to tell him anything. All I knew how to do was try to debate, because I saw a debate tape. And they told me that was dawah. What that does is make sure the Christians won't even listen to you. Well, I've got something coming out. I'll be talking about it tomorrow too, but I'm going to tell you tonight, because some of you may not be here tomorrow with us. You may have to go somewhere else for Jummah. We've got a brand new thing that's coming out that's going to help you do the dawah. I don't have them yet. I have the samples that we brought back. They work. Everything's in place. We have three primary clouds. I don't know if you know what clouds are, but these are, it's a multi-million dollar setup that we put together, us and some other groups in different places. Alhamdulillah. This, you, by the way, you, if you got your smartphone still out, turn off the recording. I got something better for you. Turn off. You're going to love this. Because you can need your phone for it. Go to the App Store real quick. You don't follow directions? Turn off the phone. Now, go to the App Store. I'm old, I can do that. Go to the App Store and you type in the letter I and then M-U-R. S-H-I-D, I-Murshid, I-Murshid. Download that app. Now you will have Peace TV, Huda TV, Guide Us TV, Dr. Zakir Naik, all of his stuff is in there. Mufti Mink is in there. These are all sub-apps within the app. Amazing stuff. You will have more than you can imagine, and you'll not be able to go through it tonight, tomorrow, next week. You'll never find an end to it, so much. And that's just the people side. On the other side, the Quran is there, recitation is there, memorization is there, the hadith are there, and the explanation behind the Quran is there. And that's just openers. There's four full pages of sub-apps that you can click on in there. And guess what? That's not the end of it. This is just a small part. What we did, we made an agreement with several groups to make it really happen. One of them is a group that I've been working with for years in Saudi, another one in UAE, and another one in Qatar. It's called the Islamic router. Islamic router, you just take out the other router you got, put this in its place. And when you do, all of that is updated from the clouds on a weekly basis. Unless something really big happens in the world, then you'll get that downloaded to you right away. And you'll be able to see and understand what's really going on. Also, it has a firewall built in it so that your children, your loved ones, are not going to accidentally go to something that's going to take them out of Islam. And instead of Facebook, you can use Face Islam. And instead of YouTube, you got Tube Islam. So you got everything that they need. They're not missing anything. Because a lot of the stuff that's over there, we'll bring over. It's fine. It's not a problem. But we're not going to bring over something that's going to take your kids out of Islam. This is a very extensive program. And if you want the reward for chipping in and helping it out, you can do that. And I'll tell you how easy that is. Again, use this. How many of you don't have a smartphone with you tonight? If you don't have it here, put your hand up. If you don't have it, well, I'll make it easy for you to memorize it, okay? It's a telephone number that only has a few numbers in it. It's real short. The number is 4. This is not the, it's not the Egyptian 4, by the way. It's 4. Okay. And the next number is 1. And then 444. 4-1-4-4-4. Let me hear you say it. 4-1-4-4-4. You got it. All right. Send the word Islam. I don't think anybody has trouble remembering that. It's a text message. Send Islam to 41444 right now and watch what happens. Because this gives us a chance, even if you don't have the router, we still have a way to contact you every week and send you out something, updates what's going on. This is taking off like wildfire, and it's only a couple weeks old, and it's already going. Now, the router has a real big impact on your neighborhood because it also offers free Wi-Fi to your closest neighbors. But they wind up getting the same stuff. It's guarded, so they're not going to get... You're telling your neighbor about Islam, then he goes and looks on the internet and goes, whoa, these guys are a bunch of lying terrorists, right? Now what are you going to do? But he's using your free Wi-Fi. And he's like, I saw this stuff on TV, but I want to know what's what. He can type in the Sheikh Google app. All the stuff I'm telling you, you can go find it right now. It's out there, but we're combining it all together. I have 2,900 websites that we're using for this. And how you can be a part of this is go to, like I said, 41444, and that'll let you click. Nothing will be charged to your phone, by the way. You have to actually click and go through to the website and see how you want to do this. And anybody wants to order the router, you have to wait for us to have that in place, because I'm not going to accept that until we got them over here in this country. We're bringing in 10,000 of those to send out immediately to certain locations. And that, instead of $180 a month, we're going to let people, $180 for the piece and so much a month. We're going to let whoever wants to sign up for it, $19 a month, this, and that includes everything. You can give free Wi-Fi to your friends, protected Wi-Fi for your kids. You got your whole deal. It doesn't include your internet costs, though. You have to pay for your internet. That's still the same thing. So this is what we've put together. Imagine that. The television is still free. The websites are still free. The apps are still free. We have so many different apps out there. The programs to learn the Arabic language are included with this. All of these things are there for one reason only: to help people know what's the real message of Islam. And I hope and I pray that Allah will accept it from us and you, and we can find a way to make this better. If anybody wants to do something tonight, you're free to take one of these home with you, put it on your bumper sticker on your car, or just use them like I do, because a lot of times when I'm out and I want to just hand something to somebody, it doesn't say Islam anywhere on there. It doesn't. It just says Guide Us TV and Worship the Creator. What if they don't do anything but just read the message, Worship the Creator, not the creation? And that did happen, that I know for sure, because I don't want to give the guy Shahada. They called me up and they said, come back to New York, because there's a guy who saw this on my car, and I don't know what to tell him. So when I was up there the next week, we made an appointment. The guy came over again. He said, yeah, I saw that in the car. It was in the back window because he hadn't put it on there yet. He's going to get his car washed and then put it on. He said, I saw it. Said, worship the Creator, not the creation. He said, it just grabbed me. It made a lot of sense all of a sudden. I said, okay, well, the Creator is who? He said, God. I said, yeah. So anything you have in this world that is more important to you than God, that's what you're worshiping. That's your partner that you made with God. If you get anything that you love more than your Lord, and even a person, even yourself, you haven't reached the level yet. He said it made so much sense. 20 minutes we've talked back and forth, and he made Shahada. Next day, he sent a text to my friend, and he said, that was the best day of my life. Best day of my life. Because all the answers come. Everything's clear. You're born in Islam, you take it for granted. Some, and it amazes me when I hear Muslims who tell me they doubt this and they doubt that, I have a doubt about this and a doubt about that, and I think, how did you get raised up in a Muslim home and nobody ever bothered to tell you? But for those of you who'd like to know what should I do with a Muslim or a new Muslim or somebody who's thinking about Islam and I don't know where to start, if you just do what the Prophet ﷺ said, you'll find it easy. And we made it easier for you. You start with Tawheed. When Rasulullah ﷺ, he sent Mu'adh bin Jabal down to Yemen, he said, I'm sending you to the Ahl Kitab, the people of the book, Jews and Christians. Teach them Tawheed. That was the first thing he said. Monotheism, one God. Teach them that. Then if they accept it, teach them about the Salah. And if they accept that, then teach them about the Ramadan and the Zakah and the Hajj. But everything step by step by step. So how am I going to do that? We have a website. It's called GodAllah.com. Simple as that. GodAllah.com. Now when you have the apps, it's even easier because they're all integrated. But for now, if you want to go to GodAllah.com, or share that with somebody else, you'll see it all right there. There's 20 questions that people ask. Different forms of those same 20 questions have been asked ever since the time of Socrates and Plato. Way back. Trying to make people disbelieve. That's what the questions are there for. You want some example? Give me an example. Somebody wants to know. And I heard it today, actually. Somebody was saying this. That they don't want to believe in God because if there's a God, then how come these bad things happen to good people? It's a nice person, does a lot of nice stuff, and all of a sudden they get cancer and die, for instance. Another person is a good guy, gives a lot of charity, and he winds up getting paralyzed. I'll give you a real big life example, if you would like it, is tell you about Ahmadinejad. Ahmadinejad was a real great speaker for Islam, really challenged a lot of people to wake up, didn't he? Did he do something bad that we know of? So why did he spend the last 9.5 years of his life totally paralyzed, couldn't even move anything but his eyeballs? That's it. That's how he died. So that would be a case where somebody would say, well, wow. And he was calling people to God. Why would God let that happen to him? Islam's got the answer. It's very clear. But if you don't know what it is, you'd be like, And I'm watching kids leave Islam. I'm seeing teenage kids going right out of Islam. One even come up and told me, she's wearing hijab in Qatar. She said, I'm not a Muslim anymore. I said, why? She said, because I asked her, I said, I thought you were Qatari. She said, yeah, my parents are very religious, but they don't know. And I said, I don't believe. I said, why? And then she gave me these kind of questions. And I said, you don't know the answer? She said, well, I asked my mother. She said, ask your father. I asked my father, he said he's too busy, just have faith, believe, and that's it. Where did you get the questions? Because she gave me these questions, and they were a little bit over her head, so I'm trying to figure out where she got. She said the teachers they hired. They brought all these teachers from other countries, atheists they brought in. They're not trying to convert them. They're just trying to get them to leave Islam. They do the same thing to Christians. They want the Christians to leave Christianity. They want the Jews to become... Yeah. Because in their mind, that's the solution to everything, because they blame everything on religion. Well, I don't disagree with them completely. because Allah is the one that's making all this stuff happen. But whether you believe or don't believe, it's not going to change what Allah does. And you sure aren't going to put an end to wars, because the wars are not about religion anyway. Not really. That's the stimulus they use to get people to go out and kill each other so they can sell more bombs and guns and weapons. This is what's real, the real story, right? So think about it. Anyway, understanding this Aqidah, or the monotheism, those 20 questions, God, Allah, will really help. It'll help your dawah. It'll help a lot of people. Use it. And then keep watching the channel, because we bring out new stuff every day, every day, every day. That's it. Speech is over. Get out of here. Zakum Allah khair. Yeah.
The last is 3 days of Ramadan, and it was happened to be Halloween. And you give the Hajjah al-Hafa, and there is the Ramadan. This is the second time. Allah, Jan, the Malaika, they are doing their work for you, sir. Allah has created my dearest brother. Wallahi, wallahi, I swear Allah has created special malaike for this brother to continue his da'wah. Wallahi al-azim. Wallahi al-azim. The malaike is doing the work.
It's not
the rafter, brother. The
malaike is doing the work. Alaykum as-salam. As-salamu alaykum. As-salamu alaykum. Alaykum as-salamu alaykum.
I've been watching on TV for so long, it's wonderful to see you in person.
Mashallah.
What about the side of eye?